The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you love something and your agenda is to be successful and to win, it's a certain price you have to pay and it's a certain accountability you have to hold. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. Don't be afraid to fail. I wasn't really into professional sports because of where I grew up. You only had like two television stations, NBC and ABC. We couldn't even get NBA. So most of my focus stayed on the college game. So I was a big college basketball, watched college, and then baseball. When I started with the Bulls, 5,000 people in the stands. So it was like playing to an empty arena. My mindset was to go out to get back and win. Anytime that when I left in 93, I left on top in terms of winning. I was coming back in 95, halfway in the season, and still, my mentality was about winning. It took me a while to understand my teammates, understand, you know, their motivations. I've had countless conversations with some of the players, and if I can put it in the most simplest terms, is that, you know, you have to give up bits and pieces of who you are for the benefit of the team. And that can be, you know, something so simple as bonds, support, spending time, having lunch, dinner, either way. I learned that later in my years because initially in basketball, I was so focused in my craft, but that's what mattered the most. But to win, you have to give parts of yourself to other people and look at people in a different manner.
I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to. Disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you gotta have some more. I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have and not to wear it on my sleeve, be very humble about it. That's one thing my parents taught me very well, is don't wear your reputation, don't wear your accolades, don't wear your personality on your sleeve. Let it happen, let it be you. It is who you are. Don't hide from it, but don't wear it rubber to pieces. The thing that I remember the most about my father, and you know, I had him for 32 years, and I never look at it from a negative sense. Obviously, he was murdered, and, you know, think about him practically every day. But the thing that I do remember all the time, for a person like myself who live in the spotlight and is so critical, the thing he's always said, take a pause before you make a decision and say, what if? And the purpose for saying what if is that whatever decision you made, always either going to have consequences. You think about the consequences, pro or con, you make the right decision that you feel is the right decision. Now, all the decisions I made, other people may view to be not the right decisions from their perspective. But for me to go play baseball, and everybody says, oh, it was a failed opportunity to play baseball. You know, that's what they think. For me, it was the best thing that could have happened for me, because it allowed me to go back to the game with a stronger passion. At the same time, I was able to understand the love that these minor league baseball players have, making $1,500 a month, which is nothing. But for them, it was big. To me, to see that helped me put things in perspective, to understand the platform that I was on in 93, that when I went back to it in 95 and 96, I appreciated it even greater. So when we won those championships, went through those years, those things mattered to me far greater than what I did in 91, 92, 93. People don't see that. People will never understand that to be success. You know, all they think about, well, he batted 202, you know, and he struck out a certain number of times. Yeah, okay. You know, but the effort was there, and the learning curve and the passion was there that has transcended not just to me, but to other people who are afraid to do things because they're worried about the perception that may come from other places. The best news in today that sells is negative news. And not that I live in a box to where I'm afraid to do things. As my father says, the what if comment is to be able to deal with the consequences of what decisions you make. 1990 or 2005, they voted me as most popular athlete. You know, it's ironic that I'm the youngest of the three. You ask 20 years from now, I'm pretty sure LeBron may beat me. It is what it is. You know, I don't wear it. I don't showcase it. I don't rub it in other people's faces. Someone else's opinion. You ask me, I can never give an opinion about things like that. But Jack and Tiger never played against each other. They never played in the same tournament. They never played with the same equipment. They never played with the same, you know, length of golf course. I never played against Will Chamberlain. I never played against, you know, Jerry West. To now say that, you know, one's greater than the other is being a little bit unfair. I won 6 championships. Bill Russell won 11. Does that make Bill Russell better than me and make me better than him? No, because we play at different eras. So when you try to equate who's the greatest of all time, it's an unfair choice. But for me, I think they're both great. I would never say one is greater than the other. So when I got out of basketball, I really didn't know what I was going to do in terms of ownership. I was presented an opportunity to be a part of a ownership in Washington from a general manager standpoint. With that came an education of understanding what it took. You look at all my portfolio of things that I'm involved in. My strongest passion outside of the ownership of the Hornets is the Jordan, because I can impact that in a much greater sense. To be able to talk to that consumer, interact with that consumer, it's not a draft, it's not dependent on how the season ends to determine if I have a draft pick in the first 12 or 13 picks. If I had to pick of all the, you know, things that I'm involved in, the most important is the Jordan brand, because it is my DNA. It is who I am, the Jordan brand. It is successful because I can impact it. You know, how often do you see the symbol of the brand, an icon that can communicate and say what I think will impact that product? I understand that I make mistakes. The most important thing about making mistakes is being able to learn from them and not be able to duplicate the same mistake. I didn't have the experience of ownership. I knew what it took, but the knowledge in terms of being able to transition from a basketball player who could impact a game and determine the outcome to where now you sit up in an office and have not the same control. You have to be able to live vicariously through the players that you select, which sometimes you're going to make mistakes. And with that mistakes, you got to be able to make adjustments. They're not teaching you. You know, and the kids then, by the time they're not youth to the agent, now have nothing, no decision-making knowledge. A lot of times they may end up broke. They mismanage their money. You can avoid some of those problems, especially when you talk about the kids skipping college and going to the pros. Where are they going to get that education? Best support system they have is the agent. So if the agent's not going to educate them, you tell me they got to learn, you know, the pros and cons about being independent, being able to manage their finances. So when they're not represented by that agent, or they're out of the game of basketball, out of the game of football, can they still articulate, make decisions that's, you know, from a business sense? I think that's one of the major issues. From that year, you see a lot of players who, when they retire, they have no money.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.